This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. One of the big tech topics of 2017 is going to be automation, whether and how robots, both virtual and in real life, will be replacing work done by humans. Well, the startup Nightscope makes kind of egg-shaped security robots designed to roll around using sensors and software to help security guards protect against crime. Companies like Microsoft and Uber are already putting these robots on patrol. This week, Nightscope is trying to raise up to $20 million using what they call a mini IPO, where anyone can invest in the startup. To talk more about Nightscope's mission and fundraising, I'm joined by the company's CEO, Bill Santana-Lee. Hi, Bill. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks for having us.
So individuals or ordinary Americans can now invest in your company. Why did you decide to seek investment that way instead of just kind of continuing to scale up via the traditional venture capital route?
I think this has gotten to a point where the nation needs to do something, and our political leaders have been unable to come up with a solution. And this gives every American a chance to help stop terrorism, help stop violence, and help stop all the crime that keeps occurring every single day along our communities and streets.
What is the advantage of having a robot patrol a property instead of a human security guard?
These machines can do 10 times and one day will do 100 times more than a human could ever possibly do. They can read 300 license plates a minute and run it against a database. They can look at a thermal signature and say, wow, that's over 400 degrees. That's probably a high risk of a fire. This Wi-Fi device actually wasn't here yesterday, and we're at a very sensitive facility, and this actually shouldn't be here.
Is there such a thing as being too effective at surveillance?
I don't believe the founders of our country ever expected us to build a society where you had a risk of being shot or killed while going to work, going to school, going to a mall, or going to a movie theater. I had an analyst say, well, this is exactly the type of surveillance that puts people on edge. You know what puts people on edge? Being shot at.
You know, a lot of science points towards the actual reduction in violence overall globally that we see. And I'm also cognizant of the fact that the argument that you're making is a similar argument that a lot of people make to increase surveillance. You know, I think a lot of people would push back against that and say, look, it's not worth it to increase this level of surveillance because it encroaches on our freedoms. So how would you respond to that?
For us to be able to come up with a new set of technologies and tools for the humans to use is, I think, important. And to say that we're not going to put up a set of defenses to better secure our country, I think would be a very, very foolish move. So I'd like to turn the whole conversation upside down. Instead of saying it's a privacy issue, I think more importantly would be if there's a level of transparency once we get all the algorithms and everything working properly to give society a new set of tools for us to be able to literally crowdsource security.
Bill Santana-Lee is the CEO of Nightscope. Bill, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you very much indeed.